In New Jersey, the year 2003 began with a horrible story of child abuse. The body of 7-year-old Fahim Williams was discovered in a basement in Newark. He'd been starved and beaten to death. Fahim's twin brother and a younger brother were found huddled under a bed. They were malnourished and dehydrated. That case prompted calls yet again for an overhaul of New Jersey's troubled child welfare agency. Michelle Hahn covers child welfare for the Bergen County Record, and she joins us to bring us up to date on what, if anything, has changed in the past year. Michelle, it looks like with the numbers of child deaths in New Jersey that, if anything, things have changed there for the worse.
Yes, the number of children who've died from suspected abuse has reached a high of 37 in 2003, which is a high number given the incredible amount of attention that's been focused on the system. It was very disappointing for people in the child advocacy community to see that number be so high, especially with all of the attention.
There was another horrifying case that came to light in October, and this had to do with the discovery of four boys, ages 9 to 19, who'd been adopted by a couple named Raymond and Vanessa Jackson. They were discovered starving. They were reported to have been eating raw batter and wall paneling. The 19-year-old apparently looked like he was about 10. None of them weighed more than 50 pounds. Criminal prosecutions are underway, as I understand it. How did that case shake up New Jersey's child welfare agency?
Well, the case came to light just days after state officials had announced that they had just completed this emergency check on all of their foster homes and placements in the state. This was something that was required that they agreed to do as part of a reform effort, part of a settlement of a class action lawsuit back in June. And the Jackson home was one that had been checked as part of that assessment, and it was deemed safe.
You mentioned the settlement that New Jersey reached with a national child advocacy group. When you talk with people who follow child welfare there in New Jersey, is there a sense that things are actually going to change because of the settlement?
There is a sense that this reform package is going to be different. There have been so many efforts at reforming the Division of Youth and Family Services in the past that when new things are announced, people tend to be hopeful, but they're cautiously optimistic, and they're somewhat skeptical, especially when they've been around for a while. But this seemed to have a different air, particularly because 2003 was a year of unprecedented criticism and scrutiny. It also was the year that this lawsuit was settled. This lawsuit has been around since 1999. And folks in the child advocacy community believe that with the backing of a legal settlement with a federal court judge able to enforce the reforms, with an outside panel of national experts involved, this could be the year that things actually change.
Michelle Hahn covers child welfare for the Bergen County Record in New Jersey. Michelle, thanks very much.
Thank you.